The Virginia Dairymen's Association is making a concerted effort to get more milk dispensers in public schools. That's according to the organization's executive director, Eric Paulson.
Last year, we saw a 15% increase in consumption at schools that put the milk dispensers in. And not only that's just in consumption, so not only kids taking more milk, they're actually drinking more milk. They're not taking those cartons, you know, and they're taking them and throwing them away. We actually want kids to enjoy that milk, because kids who enjoy drinking milk turn into adults who drink milk, and that's what we really want. So this is kind of a long-term thing. We see the immediate benefit, but it's also going to have really profound long-term impact, we think, as well.
Eric Paulson with the Virginia Dairymen's Association, and my thanks to John Clark with FeedWorks USA for his assistance in this report. Well, Rod Bain has this special report concerning FSA county committees.
The annual Farm Service Agency county committee election cycle is now underway, with nominations for positions being accepted.
All nomination forms must be postmarked or received in the local FSA office by August 1st of this year.
FSA Administrator Bill Beam adds for nominating candidates, eligible producers within local service areas.
We encourage you to consider running for your local county committee, or maybe nominate another producer to improve outreach and communication, and ensure producers in your community are best being served by USDA.
More details about county committee nominations, eligibility requirements, and the election process are available through local FSA offices or online at www.fsa.usda.gov/elections. Candidates elected later this fall will be sworn in on January 1st. I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
Thank you, Rod, for that report. For News Talk 92.1 and 550 WSVA, I'm Ish.